picture description advanced. What a picture! What breathtaking beauty! Although the photo can hardly do justice to the original scene, what a stunning experience it can be to walk along such an alley and breathe in the fresh spring air, enjoy the captivating play of lights and shadows, the fresh breeze and the gentle touch of sunlight on your face. Nature at its best, one might say, were it not for the inexhaustible creativity of nature pouring its beauty on us in so many other creative fashions as well. But how many times do we fail to notice those extravagant beauties? For often, or should I say most of the time, we just hurry past these wonders, noting perhaps that the leaves are turning green and the trees are in bloom. But seldom do we stop to take a closer look at the small phenomena, admire, for instance, the veins of the leaves, observe the small insects and other tiny creatures, or even look up at the sky, where the endless variety of clouds can always amaze us in new ways. Unless we are distracted by the screens of our phones, or simply by the cares and worries of daily life, the tasks that lie ahead, or even tower before us. The long alley is presumably in a public park, and we can hardly tell anything about the company walking along the pavement with its contours fading into the background, except that they suggest that it's certainly not a secluded place. On the left, you might pick out a deer, but on closer inspection, it is more of a deer-shaped sheet, which leads one to conclude that we are perhaps in some kind of wildlife park. The picture is mostly about the beautiful flowers of cherry blossoms, a special phenomenon that only happens for a few days a year. Spring is a time of renewal, of nature's rebirth, when everything is fresh and lush. The grass is bright green, flowers of different hues pop out one after the other, and the sun is pleasantly warming without being scorching or sweltering. Nature, of course, does not always offer such perfect harmony in the spring, with periods of calm and bright sunshine occasionally replaced by storms, not to mention the rarity of unspoilt, pristine nature and the number of places where this idyllic harmony is disrupted by images of destruction, damage, and pollution. If it were possible, I would very much like to enter the reality of the picture myself and, after walking along the alley, having admired the trees one by one and being fascinated by them, I would look for a tranquil spot where I could rest on a bench or just lounge on the grass and admire the view, enjoy the silence, if it's not near a busy main road, of course, or pick up a good book, or, if I have pleasant company, have a chat about things. Preferably, not about the depressing concerns of everyday life or the controversial issues of public life and politics, and not even about some idle gossip, but about something beautiful and uplifting, worthy of this extraordinary sight.